Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie and Tommy are about to start another fun journey in the podcast. And no matter where you are on your health journey, NIB will help you live health first. Put your health first and join NIB today. Visit nib.com.au. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Friday afternoon. How are we, guys?
I'm good. I'm ready to have you back, though.
I'm ready to come back. Hey, I'm doing shows when I get back. Melbourne.
Well, oh, my God. You're over in Montreal. You're now plugging your shows to back home.
Melbourne. I'm hitting you. I'm filming my streaming special in Melbourne on the 5th of August.
Great. Will you sleep at some point?
Nah. When I'm dead. Then I'm going to Perth. And then I'm going to Hobart, then I'm going to Canberra, and then I'm going to some Gladstone.
I didn't realise that you were using our show.
TommyLittle.com.
The very start of our show to spruik tickets. But anyway, the point is I'd love to have you back.
Yes, and I would love to come back and do some shows to all you beautiful people.
But in honour of your last show while you're in Montreal,
yes,
I want to kick the show off with a bit of a Canadian flavour.
You can find me in the club.
Hit the clubs, makes me want to hit the club. Hit the club.
Rain saying she a gold digger.
The rain is so
super. We gonna whack.
Big Moss, booty drop.
Now, I thought about playing The Boob because he is my favourite Canadian singer, but he's not R&B Friday kind of vibe.
Yes, Leonard Cohen would bring it down a bit as well. Celine Dion might really.
But I thought, how about a bit of Drake?
Jose!
You can pick. Do you want One Dance or Take Care?
Take Care, please. I love it.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and your listener app, driving you home, it's Carrie and Tommy.
I think there's something we need to talk about. And I think it will make you laugh, and I don't think you know about it.
Okay.
So do you remember all those years ago when you were living over in the UK?
Oh, God, that's a lifetime.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't it feel like ages ago?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm choosing to do this now because the boss of the show, Sonda, she's not here.
Okay.
Also known as Pissy Pants Magoo from the...
Or Poopy Pants Magoo.
And if you're thinking that's a bit harsh, no, it's factually accurate. Poos When Runs, infamously known as the Poo Jogger, who's appeared on national TV, or from the Thames Rocket, where she urinated in her Dax.
Yeah.
She got a tattoo when we were there.
She did.
Do you know the funniest thing that happened while she was getting the tattoo? It involves our wonderful producer, Belle.
No.
Belle, do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Belle looks scared. No. She may pee her pants.
don't be scared. Belle is one of the most polite people you would ever meet.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Sorry.
No, hang on. When you first meet her.
Of course. Yeah, that's what's confusing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
No, not to us.
Lovely.
Yeah,
to us, no.
Yeah, no. You know, if a stranger meets
her.
Yes,
of course.
Yeah,
delightful.
Yeah.
Well, now she's rolling her eyes. Exactly. Yeah.
So when she first meets someone, you don't think it wouldn't be unusual for her to say, like, thanks and like thanks for holding a door or thanks for doing
absolutely.
Something. Or thanks,
she's
or
thanks, so
or thanks,
lovely.
Or thanks, or thanks like that. There was a little problem. Do you know the name of the tattoo artist?
No.
The tattoo artist's name was Yu-Yu. And Annabelle had a fair bit of trouble trying to thank you.
Thank you, you.
I can't believe we've never talked about how hard it was to thank you.
Are you on the
you.
You on the microphone there.
Sorry, I'm here.
Okay, so how did you say it?
I said, that was amazing, thank you.
I reckon you had about 5 cracks at it at the tattoo parlor.
You didn't keep trying to get it right.
I've heard it one time. You said, thank you, you.
I lost count of them as she was doing them.
You didn't thank him once.
No, because it was hard.
You say thank you. Oh, because otherwise it looks like you've used half his name.
Yeah, and if you say thank you, you. You is you.
What if you said thanks, you?
Yeah, we should have.
Thanks.
No,
because then it's got to be thanks, you. Because his name was Yu-Yu.
Yes, so I'm saying thanks. So I'd be like, thanks, Tommy. Thanks, Yu-Yu.
Oh, yeah, but you just said thanks, you.
No, I said, oh, yeah.
You missed one.
I told you.
So,
it's really hard.
I said thanks, Yu-Yu, Not thank
It was so bad.
But he must get that all the time.
And he was the sweetest man. I couldn't thank him.
So how did he respond?
He just nodded.
Yeah, he'd get that all the time.
Where are you, you? You.
How are you, you, you?
Hey, is what I'd go with. I'm very good at not using people's names.
I know. You do that politician thing where you'll never say, nice to meet you. You always say, good to see you.
Good to see you, because then if you had met them before, you don't get caught out.
But you'd have to say, good to see you, you, you.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia, if you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, my God, Bickers. A combination of two things have happened, right? We've got a couple of new members of our team, producers. Samuel and Georgia, say hello.
Hello.
G'day.
Not Samuel. Samuel.
Jackson. Well, I actually think this. We've talked about Samuel L. Jackson or Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah. It's Samuel, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know now.
Samuel.
So no, you're saying Samuel.
But Samuel L. Jackson.
So maybe his name's Samuel L. Jackson.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're not, though. You're saying Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes. And is that right?
That sounds wrong.
McGinn.
Samuel McGinn.
Hang on. So you're not the guy from the gambling ads? Oh, my gosh.
We've hired
the wrong
guy.
This is what happens when we work remotely. Oh, well. Sam's tips. Throw that in the bin. Fine. Guys, we've got a game that we haven't played in ages, and I thought, well, who better to play the game with than the newbies in the team? So I could explain it, but why would I when it's done in the intro?
Now, this is the game where you spell a word out one letter at a time. If you know the word, shout. But don't shout too early, because if you are wrong, you're out of the game until we play this song.
I'll start. Just yell out when you think you know the answer. Of course, if you get it wrong, you are out. So do not yell out too quickly. P. E.
Pen.
Pen. Eli, incorrect. You are out. O.
People.
People. Oh.
People is correct, Carrie.
Yes. I was going to do that from P. How's that?
But why not?
Why not what?
Why didn't you commit? Anyway, let's go.
Now, this is a game where you spell a word out one letter at a time. If you know the word, shout. But don't shout too early, because if you are wrong, you're out of the game until we play this song.
Okay. R.
Rabid.
No, you're
Damn
out.
Damn it.
O.
Robot.
You're out.
Oh.
Wrong. A.
I've just got a quick question for Samuel L. Jackson. That was, yes, Sam, just before you spoke up, are you involved?
Yeah.
Because we are playing the game for...
He's keeping his cards close to his chest.
Well, show the cards a bit.
But you had my mind going elsewhere with the PE set up, so I just didn't want to say anything.
So and now I've just said going, Rome.
What did you think it was when I was saying PE?
Okay, I'm at R-O-A, I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone?
I said Rome.
You're out.
Rome? Oh, yeah. No. I was thinking to go back to grade three, but yes, different.
So, George has left.
Yes. Oh, is it just George? And Belle?
Producer Belle. And Belle?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesse,
what about Eli?
Time.
Are you still in? Yeah. D. Road. No. You're out. H.
That's a safe guess.
H.
Oh.
H.
Roadhouse?
Yes! And again.
Now, this is a game where you spell a word out one letter at a time. If you know the word, shout. But don't shout too early, because if you are wrong, you're out of the game until we play this song.
Now, okay. It's producer Belle.
Oh, it's my turn.
I mean, Jixie did put his hand up.
Oh, sorry. I thought it's whoever won then goes. Sorry,
Go on,
sorry.
Belle.
Sorry.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
J.
Georgia. Jackal.
Ooh. Are you buzzing in with your name, or is that your guess?
That's my guess. Tommy and Georgia.
Oh, I was buzzing in with my nickname, which is Jackal, and my guess is Jigsaw.
No.
Oh, it is, and you've changed it. You've just changed
That's
it.
That's such a child thing. That's what
no,
I do with
it's
Evie.
Not word, to be honest.
Yeah, when we do I Spy with Evie, and then we get it, and she goes, no. And then has to come up with a new one.
Are you sure it's not tree, Evie? Because we're in a forest. No.
Okay, so J. Yep.
A.
Jalapeno.
No. Oh, good, Eli.
Oh, look what you did there.
Sorry, just a quick side note. Sam, are you in the game?
I'm actually mesmerised. I've never played this game before. Like,
I think he's confused.
No, no, I'm not. I'm just finding it out.
I played the opener three times now.
And one of the things for Sam's trial, can he spell?
No, so maybe jalapeno starts with
H. Okay, J-A.
J-A, yep. C.
Carrie, jacket.
Yes!
Oh. Jesse, hit it!
Now this is a game where you spell a word out one letter at a time. If you know the word, shout. But don't shout too early, because if you are wrong, you're out of the game until we play this song.
Should we get Sam to spell one, or is that dangerous?
Sam is going to start saying some letters at random, and we're going to have to try and put them in a word for him. Samuel.
B.
Bong.
Oh,
that's a great guess.
Sam, you've got to say out or in. Is it, was that the word?
He's trying to work out how do I know.
Out.
Okay. Bit more confidence. Okay.
R. Brain.
Broadcast.
Out.
Oh.
B-R.
Carrie's got to write it down to keep up.
Okay. Hey, we all do it differently.
E.
Bread.
Out.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Keep going.
A.
Breath.
Out.
Oh, you gotcha. Did that to me.
This is Eli. Like
we've got
control.
Eli still. God, where by Eli looks a bit weird. K. Why are you doing that with your eyes? Oh. B-R-E-A-K.
Breakfast.
Yes, breakfast.
Oh, yes, I was it.
It just says it on the screen in front of me.
This is a game where you spell a word out one letter at a time. If you know the word, shout. But don't shout too early, because if you are wrong, you're out of the game until we play this song.
Can we play this more often? It's my new favourite game. I love it.
Yes.
Great.
Sorry, why?
Carrie and Tommy.
Your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, you can live health first with NIB today.
Start your journey today at nib.com.au. They want you to reach your health goals wherever you are in life. Nothing too big, nothing too small. Whatever you want to achieve, they are there to help guide you.
They are indeed. Hey, Bickers, stay with us, everybody, because up next, a game which started out as a bit of fun, where we just pick a song that got a dance floor packed.
Mm.
Bit of fun. Now becomes quite heated often. Mm. Personal insults, people's personal histories
music
are brought into it.
Music is a very personal thing we've discovered.
Mm.
So and you get like, quite offended if other people don't like your taste in music.
Yes. So if you like music and you like watching people fight, stay with us.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And this game has had so many iterations because that I think we are up to pick the songs that we haven't played in the universe yet. And we're still struggling to find one. It started out with dance floor hits to get people on the dance floor. Then songs that get you in the mood.
Then there was song you want at your funeral.
Yes. And what have we got?
A deep, dark turn.
It did end up really sad, didn't it? What have we got now?
Saying that the intro to this song is amazing.
Best intros to a song of all time.
So something you hear that immediately off the bat, you go, I know
it. Oh, my
God. I love it.
But I think it's got to have something special to it. It can't just be a song you love and it'll get to that bit. The beginning has to be amazing.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
I think I know what you mean.
No, you can't just hear an intro and go, I love this song. The intro has to be a special intro.
Best intro. Yes.
Am I getting too bogged down in the specifics?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I think it's good.
Well, you can't just go anyway.
Yes,
yep.
We would just
give an example. Where should we start?
Let's start. What about Jesse?
Jesse,
notoriously famous for choosing Sophie Ellis Bextor, "Murder on the Dance Floor" as a song to pack out a party. So if you
he also wants it at his funeral.
Yeah,
very strange.
I know.
Oh, "Murder on the Dance Floor."
Specifically requested Fireball.
Yes, that's true.
But you guys didn't get my joke. It's really funny. Murder on the dance floor. Yeah. He wants it at his funeral.
Yes, I know, but okay. Jesse said he picked Fireball.
I know, but I still think mine's funny. Anyway.
Jesse, what have you got for us? Best intro.
Oh, it's good.
We've gone too soon.
Oh, it's good. I want to hear the whole song. Don't have time for it.
You don't get to. Oh, what a frustrating game for the people listening. Here's all the songs you wish you could hear.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's up there. I'm putting that down as a tick, tick, tick.
I don't agree.
Yep.
Sorry, Jesse, I think you've done well in choosing an iconic song. But if you just go back, if you just give us right at the start, I just don't reckon, I reckon it takes you a little bit before you, because we went too early on the whole intro, though.
Yes.
It builds tension and then you get the...
I just don't reckon you grabbed him at the start. Listen to the first few seconds of yours.
But you can't, that's...
Listen to the first few seconds.
Who cares?
See you, Jess.
It's like a guy trying to learn how to play drums.
Do they get half the sound check in that? What about the boss of the show, the balls, Sonda?
Oh, God, is this going to be some Patsy Betty thing?
Oh, my
thing?
God.
No, this is an awesome song.
Okay. It'll be some poet from the 1940s.
I'm going to blow you away by how cool I am.
Okay.
Oh, it's good. Pretty good.
Oh my gosh.
Belle doesn't know it. She's pretending.
It's good. It's good. I don't like the song, but it is a good intro.
That is, you know, that's the international song of drinking. At Oktoberfest, still all these years on, at just throughout random points, kicking off in the beer tent, someone will start banging their stein.
Is
and
that
the
right?
Whole tent will just go, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, no, good intro, though.
Thank you.
Very good intro. What?
I think it's great, Donnie.
Is it?
I
where does it
great.
Go from Jesse's? Below or above?
Well, beaten Jesse.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I think you have.
Okay.
My only criticism, if I had to give one, would be that it stays like that the whole song. So it is good, but it's not necessarily.
It sucked you in. If people all over the world use it to kick off a song
and
drink,
yeah.
Why don't you tell all those drunk people at Oktoberfest that they're wrong?
No, because they go, but this is the best song. And I go, I agree with you. And if I said, but only the intro's good, they'd go, what do you mean? It's like this the whole time.
I think you're overanalyzing it.
Okay.
Let's hear your song, you big analyzer.
So I wanted to.
detail-oriented nitpicker.
So I wanted to actually go for something that is like a classic.
Yep.
And it builds. So give it a bit. I know I teach just
hold
a few
on.
Years.
You just said it can't build.
I know. But mine,
because I was going to pick calling in the air tonight, you know, the but then that builds too long and I thought you'd have a go.
Yeah, but that is 4 minutes in.
Okay, we're here for it. Okay.
But think, again, like when Sonda bought Pats Khan, I don't want you, because this is old, so you might not know
is
it
is the intro
first.
As long as the run-up? Because
okay, all right, okay.
It's more about how influential this song is. Been.
Okay.
So listen to it. Bubba Sparks.
I hate when you don't take this game seriously.
Pretty
it's
good.
Got Belle up and about.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
Oh. Not the greatest of all time, but it's got me up.
Why have you taken your top off then? We've got the more songs next.
Yep, great. Carrie
and Tommy. Across the country for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And if you're just joining us, we're doing this.
Saying that the intro to this song is amazing.
Best intro of all times.
Yeah.
We've gone around the room so far. You didn't take it seriously usual. Producer Belle has stepped up to the mic.
I'm here.
Belle.
I'm so happy with mine.
Are you?
Yeah. And
it'll
it's
be
about
one none of us know.
It's about to be really hot again.
Oh,
this
you
song.
Can't do one that. Oh.
Yeah.
Can
it's
I,
about to have another moment.
Can I guess?
What?
Can I write it down? No, it's okay. You do.
Why is it about to have. Okay. Okay.
You'll see.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, no.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby.
It's one of the most irritating songs of all time.
But the intro's good.
Is it? It's just somebody talking.
Everyone knows it.
But that doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah, that's actually true.
We all know Chumbawamba's intro, but we don't think it's good.
I do always mouth along to... I can.
I'm so excited for the movie, though. Mm. How good does Gosling look?
Does he?
Yes. Margot's a given. She's the absolute babe.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you're not
that
impressed.
That was a complete dud.
Eli, get over here, the web guy.
Oh, no, this is going to be...
No, right. I've got this.
Okay.
There's not one person under the age of 30 or gay who won't get up for this song.
Okay.
It's Britney, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A bit repetitive.
Oh, my God. Eli.
How do you feel about that one?
It's so good.
Do you think?
It is so
do
good.
Do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want mine or who? What have we got next?
We've got Jez on the pots and pans. Can you come to us from your audio cave in Ipswich?
Can you hear me from the audio cave in Ipswich?
Yes, we have got you.
Okay, this song is, I think, is the winner because you can say anything, and then if this song plays immediately after, it sounds like the coolest thing that you've ever said. So if I say, I've got to feed my cats tonight.
Wait. It's very good. So far, that is in the lead.
Bickers.
I love it.
Good luck. You are at last.
Oh, I'm almost willing to go out on that.
No. We've got.
I think that's it.
That's you haven't done yours, mate.
No, but I feel like I can't even top that. I love that.
Someone's getting too nervous.
No,
to do their
I love
rap song.
Mine. I love mine. I've picked two.
Of course.
Jeez, we just went from, actually, maybe we don't need mine. I've got two.
No, I've got one that I think would probably go down as one of the best openings of all time, but it's not my favourite. But I just think collectively we can appreciate how extraordinary it is.
Okay,
this is it. Now, I'm not getting onto a dance floor for that. But there is some meatheads around the country. Mate. Oh, that's my favourite! Join me!
Yeah.
You know?
You're getting on the dance floor of that. In certain parts of the world, when me and you have chugged back a jug of Bundy and Coke, we are on the dance floor of that.
I look forward to that day.
Yeah.
No, but this song, I think, I defy you to stay seated when you hear this song. Come on. Put it up loud, Jesse. I like it. Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom. Ooh. Okay.
Anyway, play Jez's again.
Yeah, get us back up. Get us back up. Oh, I'm back.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Still heaps more to come, the Savo guys.
Including some uplifting chat. How you know if you're going to die young.
Oh, my God.
I can tell you all. All you do, come along for the ride with me and you'll go home tonight and you're about to tell your loved ones how long you got to go.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I want to live a very long life.
Mm.
Like some people don't want to be around till they're 100. I do. You one of those people?
I would like to grow old, yes.
Like when I talk to Chris, he doesn't want to be around that long.
Oh, so I've pictured being, I want to get to the point where I can wear a matching tartan suit, yep. Like a three-piece.
Well, you could do that now.
Tartan suit, and I want to have a walking stick, and I want to hit kids that I don't know as they run past the bench, and I tell them to slow down. No matter how slow they're walking, hit slow down!
Can we do that now?
That's
just
my
for
dream.
Fun. God, you dream big, don't you?
I thought
you were going to say, I want to grow old with someone, be in a rocking chair next to them, discussing our life and love, and you want to hit kids with a walking stick.
Yes. Kids I don't know.
Well, I'm here today, Dr. Bickmore, to tell you whether you are going to live long or short life.
Dr. Bickmore, where did you study to get your doctorate?
I studied Dr. Google.
Did you? Good.
Perhaps a bit of TikTok thrown in as well.
Okay.
So, apparently there are lots of signs to tell you whether you are at risk of an early death.
Mm.
So, apparently things like people with weak handshakes are at risk of an early death. If you struggle to climb, should we try? Well, now, I should have done that first, shouldn't I?
No.
Because now you're going to go real hard.
I've never had a weak handshake. It's always.
Yourself?
I was scorned by my first ever being given a limp handshake when I was young and realised how disgusting it was. And was like, no, thanks.
So the next time you shake someone's hand that's weak, look at them and enjoy their company because they might not be around for a lot longer.
You're going to die
soon. If you struggle to climb stairs, bad sign. If you huff and puff, because obviously not fit, chance of cardio issues, early death.
Are we just describing unfitness?
No, weak handshake's not unfitness.
Okay.
Weak handshake's a good sign. Here's one, though, that is an early sign. I don't really know the details. Let's not get bogged down in why. But researchers in Brazil have found that people who couldn't complete this thing I'm about to show you are nearly twice as likely to die early as those who could. Okay, shall we try this?
Okay, what do I have to do?
I need you to stand up.
Just so I'm clear,
yep.
You're going to give me something to do. And
if you can't do it,
I'm going to die.
You're twice as likely to die early.
I'm going to die.
Well, we're all going to die.
If I can't do it, I'm going to die.
You're going to die earlier than someone that can do it. So let's do it together because I haven't tried this either. Okay. We've got to stand up.
Yeah.
You can try this if you're listening as well. Not if you're driving, but if you're somewhere stationary. You've got to stand up and you've got to stand on one leg and the other leg's got to come up next to your knee. And you have to be able to hold that position for 10 seconds without any wobbling.
I am going to be dead.
Let's try this.
I'll absolutely be dead.
Okay.
All right. Well, they're both standing up.
Okay.
So
opposite one another.
Yeah.
One, two, and someone can time 10 seconds. And go.
They're both up.
I'm wobbling.
Tommy's wobbling quite a lot. Vickers is very zen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they're actually both looking pretty good now. And that's 3, 2, 1.
The angel of death.
Oh, that's 10 seconds.
God, we're going to be doing this show forever.
I thought
that's comforting, isn't it?
I thought I was no chance.
We're here for the long haul.
Oh, my God.
Sorry if you tried that and you're wobbling all over the place. Happy afternoon.
Again, because you've only got a few left.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I just remembered there was something we need to discuss that we never got to while we're in London.
Yeah.
I brought you the story of something had gone viral on TikTok, I think it was, a girl who was standing in the line at a McDonald's behind a couple. And when the woman in this couple went off to do something, the man checked his dating app. Or his DMs or something, and there was messages, and then the girl came back, and he quickly put his phone away, and she filmed the whole thing, and you thought that was gross because she couldn't prove that they were a couple, and you were like, you know, stay out of it, right?
I just thought it was wild to assume that they were together.
But then once we got off air, we started having this conversation that I feel like we need to have on air because I think it's an interesting conversation about, say it was their first date, is there anything wrong with him still checking
taking her to McDonald's.
His... A lot of first dates would end at Macca's, even start at Macca's, I reckon.
Jeez, if you're starting at Macca's, it's pretty fun.
The night is young. Sometimes you need to fuel up. However, can you check dating apps when you're on the first date with somebody?
I think people on a first date, if you go to the bathroom for any time that is, let's say it's over a minute or 2 minutes, you're gone. I reckon 90% of people would, through their scrolling of what's on Instagram, what's on my dating app, what's on...
By habit, not necessarily because they're already on to the next person.
I reckon everybody would just, in the scroll of their phone, open their phone and have a look.
Okay, so do you think, how many dates in do you think it's time to stop checking dating apps on
your
date?
How many times do I have to have this conversation a week with people? I'm not sure.
Well, I think that's an interesting thing because is that the sign that you're not that into the person if you're already checking your dating app?
I think there is this, you've never used a dating app, right? So I think there is sometimes this view that when you open a dating app, you're actively seeking out like
your next date,
your next partner, and you're planning an actual date. I reckon 99% of the time on dating app is literally like 99% of your time on Instagram. It's just like,
it's benign, mindless scrolling.
Yes. Yeah.
With the, occasionally.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think there's this, you know, intense.
So if you came back from the toilets and her phone was down and she'd just gone to get a drink and you saw that she was on Tinder or on...
And we were on a first date.
And you were on a first date. How would you feel about it?
Oh, I could not give the slightest of cares.
Yeah, right. What if you were on your fourth or fifth date?
Well, I don't know. Have we had a discussion about whether we're dating exclusively?
No. But you've
that's a pretty fair sign, though, isn't it?
For about 3 weeks in a row, you've been going for dinners, and then you go to the bathroom and come back, and she's on an app. How do you feel about that?
What's her name?
Cassandra.
No, that's fine. No.
Why?
I just can't imagine me marrying a Kazan.
What? That's the point of this whole story?
Yeah.
Cassie and you might be, like, made for each other.
If I said, hey, this is my girlfriend, Carrie, I think I'm going to marry her, it's Cassandra.
You said Can Carrie. That's weird.
No, because I'm introducing her to you.
I thought you said, this is my girlfriend, Carrie. No, I was like, that's really weird.
No,
no.
No, I'm introducing her to you.
Okay. Carrie, this is my girlfriend, Cassie. Yeah.
No, Cassandra. See?
But what if you called her Cassie, not Cass, not Cassandra?
But then you should have called her Cass in the example. Because all I'm picturing is me with Cassandra and wondering why I'm here.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers, I've been giving you little animal facts recently.
I love them.
That are fascinating. They're just fascinating animal facts. A lot of them, all of them have been family friendly. This one is a little bit on the raunchier side, and I thought it's Friday, Arvo.
Oh, should we knock the top off a frothy? We've already done that. That soon.
You're thinking of booty
drop. I love when you admit to how much you actually drink.
I may have started my champagne early, but it is Friday, so give us the saucy animal fact.
Guess what?
PG. Mm. Yeah.
Pigs. When pigs are doing the do,
yep.
the
that's a gross thing. You know when you can think there's some people in your life you imagine doing the do and you're like, I can't, that makes me feel physically sick.
These are animals.
I know, but when I think of pigs doing it, I feel a similar way.
Yes.
Same feeling I get.
Well, the climactic moment for a pig lasts 30 minutes.
What? I want to be a pig.
No.
They roll around in the mud. And
oh, that's why all the squealing.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And Bick
has
just taken a big bite of toast.
Can I just have it on record? Firstly, I was very late to the party trying butter with peanut butter. It's exceptional. Well done to everyone who suggested
it. Why not? Fat and fat.
Okay.
Nothing better than a bit of fat and fat.
Have you got butter on that?
I don't know. I didn't make it.
Yeah, of course.
I don't make my own toast, mate.
And also, smooth peanut butter. Can we all agree?
See you later. Time.
See you later.
Yeah.
Jesse, as you were saying, Carrie and Tommy around Australia, but also our producer Sam joins us. G'day, Sam.
Hey, guys.
While we chat? Are you okay with that?
It's not a supportive co-host.
No,
thing
but
to do.
I'm listening.
Yeah. Sam's got a story to tell, and I'm here for it.
I'm okay with it.
Quiet.
Okay. Sam, Sam, before you get into your story, thoughts on peanut butter?
Yeah, definitely good with butter.
Okay.
And crunchy.
And have you had all three of the mites? So have you had Promite, Vegemite, and Marmite?
No, I'm just a Vegemite guy.
Great.
You haven't tried
Promite?
You can
stay on the team.
I think I've tried it, but I didn't like it.
Promite's real good. Now on with your story.
That's where you talk.
Yeah.
Not with a mouthful, preferably, but different rules for different people.
Well, I don't even know how this came up, but we were talking about pets, weren't we, Carrie, the other day?
Oh, I just got another mite that's good. Umite.
Mm. Yes. What is umite?
I saw it, you know. Umite.
Producer Annabelle thought that was an amazing coincidence that you brought up the same time as she wrote me a note saying
Producer Annabelle has investment in umite, so she wanted me to say umite.
Do you really?
Yeah, her partner helps make it. Yeah.
Oh,
can we talk about my budgie?
Is it in
okay,
a spread?
Sorry.
What do we eat it with?
Okay, you're coming on to talk, so I should stop eating.
It was a really,
Firstly, if someone says they have a budgie, Bickers, what are your immediate thoughts about the person?
That they're an old lady or a child.
Yeah, great. Welcome to the show, child. What have you got for us about your...
Well, in my defense, this was a child incident. And it came up because it was quite a traumatic incident of my childhood.
Oh okay. I'll stop eating for this then. It feels appropriate. Yeah. What happened?
It was one of my first pets, and it was a budgie, and his name was Henry.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it's cute. Yeah.
Was it a good pet? Is that the sort of thing I should get for my kids? Is a budgie a good pet?
Let's see how the story ends.
Okay, sure, and then I'll make my decision. Yeah, great.
Because maybe Henry's still around.
Yeah, unlikely.
So let's see.
Spoiler alert. Henry's dead.
Okay. So when Henry was alive.
Yes, we kept him in a nice bird cage outside our front door. hanging up, and he was always happy because he was always tweeting, so you knew he was good to go.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, his life only lasted about 6 months.
Is that short for a budgie?
Yeah,
maybe that's not bad.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, it ended quickly. His life,
and I guess for a child's pet, that's pretty short. Like you get your pet, and you hope to have them for a few years.
Yeah, their lifespan five to eight years.
Their lifespan is 5 to 8 years. Yeah. Oh God, this one didn't have long. Oh, yeah.
So what happened with Henry?
We didn't realize at the time. We had just moved to a new town, and we didn't realize that there was a bit of a hawk problem in the area.
There's quite a lot of hawks.
Yeah. So we put Henry out near our front door, hanging up in the bird cage. And unfortunately, one day when we came home from school, we found a hawk attacking Henry through the bird cage.
Oh, like with its beak?
Yes.
But so did you then have a pet hawk?
What?
No, we didn't.
Why?
No, we
didn't. You baited him with the budgie.
Had he gotten the budgie at this point?
No. But the sad thing is...
Imagine being in a cage and having a huge version of you attacking you.
At you. Yes.
Yes, it'd be like us being in a cage and Andre the Giant trying to reach through
the bar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So you get there just as it's happening and you can save the day.
So the positive thing was, the hawk didn't get through the cage.
That's great.
But the negative was that Henry was, which we found out later, scared to death.
Used to happen to my guinea pigs.
Oh my God.
Used to happen to my guinea pigs.
Don't worry, guys. The bars have protected him.
I picture Henry holding on to the bars like for dear life.
That happen? Because I always wonder whether when I get so anxious, I get so scared of heights and stuff, could I die in that moment?
Yeah, of course.
Could I have a heart attack?
Of course. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. You often set me up for those challenges.
Yes, I know.
Well, you're losing out yourself if you
real
let me die.
And now I'm picturing, because with our guinea pigs, foxes used to come in and we used to just find the guinea pigs. Like, they'd basically just freeze and they'd roll in the back and their little legs in there with their eyes open.
That's what I pictured you,
like if we put you at the top of the London Eye, just in that thing with your legs in the air and your eyes still wide open.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia, if you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I've realised there's something we haven't spoken about. Actually, there's two things we haven't spoken about. But one thing we haven't spoken about, because on our final show together in London, we went to the Ed Sheeran concert. Mm. And then this awesome thing happened at the Ed Sheeran concert. Then we went on holidays and you got lost in the ocean. And it took a while for us to regroup. And we never got a chance to talk about the fact that we had a proposal at the Ed Sheeran concert from one of the couples that came on our Ed to London.
Quick, what are their names?
Mike and Amanda.
Great stuff. Just chicken.
Mike proposed to Amanda at the concert. They love Ed Sheeran and it was
great people.
It was delightful. But one of the funny things that happened is we dragged Mike into a secret little bus room.
It was a bus room shaped like a bus.
A bus.
Yeah.
And Amanda didn't know, and this was before the proposal, to ask Mike about his plans. Mm. Now, we're not going to play
your intentions with our friend,
yes,
Mike.
Yes, we're not going to play you all of that. All you need to know is he then proposed. She said yes. It was a lovely moment, and they're on their way.
Yes.
But a funny little thing happened that I discovered during that chat that I do think's worth talking about.
What's that?
Have a listen.
Look, I've been thinking about this for a while, guys. 3 years now.
3 years?
3 years, yeah. Found me yang to my
aww.
Yang.
Yeah.
It's a little bit cute, isn't
Did
it?
Did you ever think you were the yang?
I'm definitely the... Oh, yeah, that's a good one, Tom.
You found your yin.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, I have, yep. Yeah, so I'll be the yang, right? Yin. So there's chaos and order, right?
Ying.
Yang.
Yin. You found your other half.
Yeah, the yin and yang, the chaos and order.
He's saying yin as well.
Yin.
Like yin.
Yin.
Isn't it yin?
No, it's yin and yang.
You sure?
Brother, I'm sure.
I thought it was too. Anyway,
is it an E or an I?
You found your yin to your yang.
Right.
Of course, now I remember. It's yin.
I always thought it was yin and yang.
It's yin.
Y-I-N.
And yang.
Yin and yang. Y-A-N-G.
Yes, you just set each other off. He said yin first, but then you went ying. And then he went ying. And I went, guys, no.
But also he said he's found his yang.
And now I've done some deep diving. And Yang is the sun or the male counterpart, whereas Yin is the moon or the female.
So he's found his man.
His man.
Yes.
So I knew about... Oh, good one. Oh, my God, that's clever.
Hang on.
That means a real... He found his press Amanda.
Press the button on his back. There you go.
So, I just wanted to know a bit more about yin and yang.
Ying.
So, yin is Chinese for female or moon, and it represents darkness, femininity, passivity, and the earth.
I don't know how to feel about that.
I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that either, because I don't like the darkness and the passivity for female.
I wouldn't mind sometimes if you had some more passivity, to be honest.
Maybe I've got more yang, which is sun or male, and it represents light, masculinity, activity, and the heavens.
Oh, yeah, that's you.
The balance of yin and yang was seen to influence health and order within an individual society and the entire universe.
Oh, so it doesn't mean... So hang on.
So you need a bit of moon and you need a bit of sun. You need a bit of darkness and you need a bit of light. You need the passivity and the activity together to create order and balance.
How do you feel about the heavens and the earth?
I love all of them, as does the Lord.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Friday afternoon. And, guys, it's that time of the week. It is time to get in the mood for the
weekend. Finally, guys, you've taken long enough.
Oh. Bit of a Canadian theme to this one.
What?
Let's go, girls.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, damn.
I don't know if this is hard enough for me.
What?
You know how I like to knock the top of a frothy to some real hardcore tunes.
Mm.
This could be a little bit light for me.
I'm just picturing Bickers standing in the middle of like a mosh pit where there's a DJ and her just going, Sissy!
Hard it up, mate!
Turn it up!
Hard it up!
What's coming up?
Oh, you know how you have a tattoo.
I think we can get rid of Shania now.
No, she really doesn't like it.
I love that you think that's still Shania doing that version.
I'm just not imagining her in the basement.
That's a bloke in ski pants, okay. For sure.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Your R&B Fridays and the end of the week. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy Wrapped or Raw.
Just once. Come on.
That's all you get.
Once what? What do you want?
I write him a handwritten note every week and I say, man, the harp playing's great, but 1 week. Can we have something different?
Well, why don't you go find one of your musicians in Montreal and see if they can bring them back and they can play for you?
I really thought for some reason that was going to be, well, why don't you go F yourself?
Did you see a couple of weeks ago, there's this company in, I know we're looking back on the week that was, but there's this company, Tiny Hearts, they do education like for first aid for kids up in Brisbane, that's developed this thing where they put little flags on your computer and like all these big offices, and it's a red flag, an orange flag, and a green flag. So green means come approach me, I'm happy to chat. Orange means I'm working, and red means
leave me alone. Yeah, go find yourself a musician.
Don't talk to me, I'm busy. I love it.
Wouldn't you just have red up all the time?
Exactly.
Oh, so it's just a sea of red flags. How grim. Hey guys, I've got to be honest, I'm a little raw.
Why?
Because you know how they call me Mr. Scoop, right?
Yeah. Fat man.
They call me the fat man. Because I'm always at the head of the curve for gossip.
Finger on the pulse.
Yep, finger on the pulse.
Call you Nelson Find Aspen.
They call me what?
Nelson Aspen. What's
That's
that
a
mean?
Real Channel 7 sunrise
oh,
reference
you gotta watch
there.
Morning TV.
What is that? Who is Nelson Aspen?
He was their entertainment guy for like 20 years.
Call me
He's
Aspen.
He's just retired. Nelson Aspen.
Call me Nelson.
Is he retired?
Okay. He just retired. retire. We'll just step down from doing that job.
I can't believe just when I've heard about him, he's hung up the boots or the mic or whatever Mr. Aspen did.
Spot's anyway. There for you, Mr. Scoop.
Anyway, I thought that I had sussed out when I heard the promo and heard you being guest on The Masked Singer that you might be on the show. And then you demonstrated, well, this.
Stefani, Harry
Bickmore, Chappelle Corby. Have you ever heard me hit that high note?
I've heard you hit some notes.
All of the pain and all the irony.
But that was without a mask. Maybe the mask gives you the confidence you need to really...
Maybe. I would love if I was behind that mask, but I'm definitely... I do think Waleed might be behind one. That's not him, obviously. No, I'm not. I'm not. I think they're just random. They didn't even sound like me. With somebody who loves me.
Oh, my Christ.
So now you know I'm not.
And I'm deaf. I'm all the greyhounds on earth have just gone deaf.
Do greyhounds respond to high-pitched noises?
Not anymore.
No, obviously not on the show. Or am I?
Oh, you know who might be on the show? Nelson Aspen.
That's why he's had to step down. Because
He'd be one of those ones where they had to replace him because they'd take the mask off and everybody would go, I don't know who that is.
No, quick, get a football.
Jesse, how's your week been?
Guys, I'm also raw.
Oh, look at us, raw dogging.
Yeah, I'm raw because even though the time game could not be more simple, it's one of our favourite games because it's so simple. When it comes to the time game, Carrie just cannot get her head around ferrets and friends.
Actually, we got to have that chat at some point about the ferret. I'm still confused whether Jesse's the ferret, whether we
don't
have a
magic
ferret that just comes in. Who's playing with the ball?
Ask the ferret.
Ferret, that's Jesse playing with the ball, though.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Oh, my God. I'm playing with the ball.
Yes, thank you. You're the one person who... The one person who gets it here is not a human. The humans I'm dealing with...
But that's Jesse.
That's a ferret. And if you can't tell the difference between Jesse...
I thought he had ferrety features.
If you can't tell the difference between Jesse and a ferret, wait till Jesse finds out about this.
Okay.
Because we haven't seen Jesse in weeks.
I'm still not 100% sure.
No, we know. Fine.
Hey, you guys all might be raw, but I am wrapped.
It's nice
week.
That one of us is.
I'm
great.
Absolutely wrapped that we could finally use the platform that is our national radio show to talk about and practice something very important to all my ladies out there.
I think I have a pelvic floor issue post-birth.
Yeah.
And so Tommy said, let's do Kegels, Kegels as a group, so we all strengthen our pelvic floors together.
I'm doing mine now.
Yeah.
I'm doing mate. Mine now. So, everyone have a go.
Are you? Hang on. Can I guess whether you're doing them or not? Doing them.
Yep.
Yeah. Those are Kegel eyes if ever I've seen them.
Ooh, but ooh, I was doing them Kegel eyes.
You know your ooh, ooh, I Kegel eyes.
Yeah.
I think, what if we had that as a little sweeper that occasionally we ran, just occasionally during the show.
And
it reminds us all and everyone in their car, Kegel time.
Oh, and because I reckon you'll love this, we've actually gone and made the Kegel song for you.
Ooh, ooh, it's Kegel time. Take your pelvic floor to paradise. my, please don't we. Now do your Kegels with me.
Three, let's go, two, ladies. One,
clench. I can
in
do
out,
it, huh?
In, out.
I really am.
Too fast? Yeah. Okay, sorry. I got a real feeling like I was at the front of the step class then taking that class. I got a real vibe. Right.
Should we start Kegel, giant Kegel class?
Yes, I just think we should run this little thing we just did, this little jingle, just a couple of times a week and just remind the ladies to do their
Can you release a VHS of like a step class?
Oh, like from the 80s?
Yeah. And you
like
get the,
Jane Fonda?
They call them? The feet warmers?
Kegel time and... of the leg warmers.
Yeah.
Yes, I could do that.
Because Am I doing Kegels or not right now?
We remembered for you it's just clenching your butt.
No, I've changed.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
You're clenching your gooch.
I'm doing, I got told, you told me, to like I was stopping peeing.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm doing
that. No, it was more that can you stop peeing?
Yeah, judging but that's that the wet action.
Patch on your pants? No, you have not stopped.
Follow Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the show's over, you can find more of Carrie and Tommy in the podcast. NIB are more than just health insurance, they're a health partner. Put your health first and join NIB today. Visit nib.com.au.